The human urge to place things into neat little categories is at once a necessary tool for survival, as well as a sometimes useless and even harmful instinct. Like most people, I learned to compartmentalize animals into arbitrary categories of those we love and those we eat, those we live with and those we use. Interestingly, we also categorize people according to the animals they have an affinity for. We ask, are you a dog person or a cat person? As if we have to choose. Growing up, I did choose. I was what people approvingly call a dog person, and I made certain not to be mistaken for a cat person. Even though I had never spent any time with cats, I bought into the myth that cats were aloof, unsocial, manipulative, unaffectionate, and independent to a fault. As an animal advocate of more than 2 decades, it pains me to say that I genuinely disliked cats for the first 20 years of my life. It wasn't that I had ever had a bad experience with cats. I had no experience with them until I started house-sitting for a family in my early 20s. And it wasn't the humans who changed my mind. It was their cats. They were, despite what people had said, affectionate, social, vocal, and responsive. As soon as I was able, I adopted 2 cats of my own and 2 more when they died. And I honestly can't imagine living without these enchanting creatures. And I'm proud to say that they're stellar ambassadors for their species, shaping perceptions for the better, whether in person or via the photos I post of them every day. They epitomize the best of the feline traits while exhibiting characteristics people think are reserved only for dogs. In other words, cats don't fit into one neat little compartment, just like humans don't. We don't have to choose which particular species we have more affection for. We can be animal people who revel in the company of the feathered and the furry. Perhaps the more relevant question is, who do we want to live with? With a perspective, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau.